Jesus' name. Let's stand together, if you will. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, to think of your mercy and your grace, Lord, and just us being here tonight is proof of your grace in our lives. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to, Lord, to once again be able to gather to hear you speak to us and your presence. Lord, it's such a wonderful honor. Lord, I ask that you would just bless us tonight. Take control of the service, every lip, every tongue, Lord. Lord, may only speak those which things which be pleasing in your sight. Lord, visit every heart. Lord, you said you would be here. So, Lord, with great anticipation, we wait on you. Thank you so much. Draw us closer to you now, Lord. Give you all the glory and the honor in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me. I'd like to start in our Only Believe books. Big ones there. Page 88. Haven of rest. Amen. Amen. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress. But I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. And I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven.
Whosoever will have.
Jesus, I'm safe evermore. How precious the thought that we all may recline like John the Beloved and blessed. On Jesus' strong arm, where no tempest can harm, secure in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven. I'll sail the wild sea no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe.
Sweet haven of rest. Hallelujah. Page 77, over a couple pages there. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's life for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Oh, turn your eyes, oh God, wonderful faith, and the things of earth will grow strangely
not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Hallelujah. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh, hallelujah. Turn your eyes upon him. Amen. He's so wonderful. Praise his name. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up for the offering? Let's sing a little first verse there. Blessed assurance.
Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Oh, praising my Savior all the day long.
Praise his holy mighty name. Amen. How many have something on your heart, a need, request? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we take it before him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so appreciative. Lord, when we sing these hymns, of Lord, of all you've done for us, the price you paid, and Lord, how it's just free. Lord, you give it to us, Lord. By predestination, Lord, you chose us before a moon or a star. Lord, it's not what we are earning or deserve, but it's your grace. Lord, when we really see that, oh, how it just puts a love in our hearts for you. Lord, as we come before you with needs of the people, Lord, they've signify by raising a hand something, Lord, is on their hearts tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would look down, see what it is, Father, and then meet it, Lord, according to the riches in heaven. We thank you so much, Lord, to be able to serve a living God and know, Lord, that we can bring our petitions before you and you'll meet them. I ask that your joys may be filled. You've instructed us, Lord. Have your way now, Lord, in the remainder of the service. Lord, we just give it all to you in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have something tonight, Karen? I ask if you'd come. I'll stand if you will. Sing a little chorus, only believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we count it a great honor and a privilege to be able to gather again this evening, Lord, and to come in around your precious word. And Lord, just to take the time to renew our minds to some of these things that you have spoken. And Lord, just asking you to keep it fresh in our hearts. And Lord, keeping us renewed in the spirit, Lord, that we would be healthy in the spirit, Lord, and well rounded, Lord, and balanced in the word of God, that, Lord, we would look each day for what you have for us, Lord, and to keep our minds centered upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we are looking for that day that you return, and we just humbly ask tonight, Lord, that you bless your word to our hearing, and bless our hearts to the receiving. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Did you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Thankful to be out again this evening. I won't hold you very long tonight, but thought we'd take time and just some things the Lord laid upon my heart. Thought we would go in and read them. But if you'd like, while you're still standing, we'll turn our Bibles over to Luke, the 21st chapter. Just refresh our hearts with some of the things our pastor was bringing Thursday evening and this morning. I pray that's fresh on your hearts. And as we see the time we're living, amen. But what a joy it ought to be in our hearts to know when we see that shaping up on that side. And he's showing us the caution that we should have to know with a joy that it's soon to be over. Amen. Amen. But here in Luke, the 21st chapter, let's just read that 7th verse and you can be seated. And they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And may the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. And this chapter kind of ties back over into the way Matthew was speaking in Matthew 24. But I just wanted to read it from here, the way Jesus put it, to catch something he said farther down here in the 29th verse. But we'll just go ahead and read this whole chapter, refresh our memory to it. We probably know it by heart. But just as he put some of these things into perspective to think about, and we'll just start back there to 7. And he said, and they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. And then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And the great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. And as we read these things, we can see some of this has already been fulfilled. Even after Jesus spoke these things, some of this has already been fulfilled and already happened. And it shall turn you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. And in your patience possesses ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, and know that the desolation thereof is nigh, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things that were written may be fulfilled.
But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, and until the times of Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea, and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And then Jesus says, and he spake a parable unto them, behold the fig tree and all of the trees, when they now shoot forth, you see, and now of your own selves know that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things comes to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. For verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. But watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And as we see this scripture taking place and being able to see that God sent a prophet in this last age to bring those messages, today this scripture is fulfilled. And this is a sign of the end. And seeing all of these different messages that came forth showing us what was happening and what was taking place. And as our pastor was going back into Satan's Eden and God of this evil age and showing us the turmoil that's happening and seeing the confusion that's taking place all through the land. But yet God had a special people that he called and chose for his purpose. That they wouldn't be caught up in that, but their vision is focused on something totally different. And I pray that's where we find ourselves as we see all that's happening around us. May it truly focus our attention greater to the purpose for which we've been sent. And the plan that God had for us to fulfill. We see the signs of the time. We see all of these things coming to pass. And he said not one word would fail of his words. And we see what's happening around us and how it ought to truly put an excitement in our heart to all that we've believed, all that we have followed, and all the promises that's been left to us. We see them coming to a fulfillment and a fulfillment of time of what God is going to do in our life. But Brother Branham had left us a couple little quotes and nuggets, just some things I wanted to stir your hearts back to remember. But as we see all the word that we've been left, how it ought to cause us to have, as even Paul said in Hebrews, and we've read it many times, we should take the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. And if the promise is being left us, that we should let any of them slip. And how it we should give our due diligence to make our calling and election sure and to rehearse this word and to read this Bible and to study what God's got for us. And in the token, Brother Branham had said this, March 8, 1964. It's very familiar, you'll remember it. But paragraph 100, he said, now watch, as we see the great end time signs in the earth that he promised, how much more it's a warning to us that the time is at hand. Quit unbelieving and come together. We should love each other and believe and separate ourselves from the world. Notice they were not just to come together and talk about the message. They were to get into it and get under the blood. Not come say, you know, Moses told us. The messenger, he said he told us what we should have the blood. What do you think about it? That wasn't it. Get the lamb killed and get the blood up there. And we come and sit and agree with the word and everything else, but don't have that token. What good does it do us? No good. Get beneath it. He was not responsible for anyone out from under that blood, and he is not responsible to anybody today that's out from under that token. And how, as we have gathered in here, how the Holy Spirit has stressed that to us, to search our hearts, to search our lives, to make sure that this word is being applied and it's vindicating, that we don't just have a testimony of our lips that it was a good message and the messenger said, but we got a living vindication that Jesus Christ is entombed himself with us, partnership to us. And he is living forth his own life back through us, bringing us that assurance that my redemption is drawing nigh. Look up. Don't get entangled with the cares of this world. Separate ourselves more as each day goes by. We shouldn't see how much closer we can get. But let's draw back from it. Lay it aside. Look at all that Satan has to offer. But as we see God's time clock ticking, what a pressure it ought to put on us to say, Lord, I want to be ready. And you see those things becoming not as you sang the little song, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And all this other stuff down here grows strangely dim. And how that's so true in this last age as we're facing this great time that's to come. Yes, it's a serious time. It's a sober time. Just as it was when the children of Israel left Egypt that night and the death angel was passing through. But oh, what an assurance they had in their heart when they could look and see that blood over the door. And they knew that just in a few short days they were going to leave Egypt and go to that promised land. And oh my, what a joy it ought to place in our hearts to see what's happening and realizing that it's just going to be a few more days and we're going to take our journey out of here. And what a great time it's going to be, saints. The tongue has not, ears have not heard what God has got prepared for us. Just to think of how great it's going to be. But Brother Branham had used this little in the message, Be Not Afraid. This was preached June 7th, 1963. Just a few quotes as you think about that. But paragraph 230, he was talking about when he was in India and the earthquake over there. He said, when Billy and I flew into India just recently, they had a piece of paper, and it's a bilingual country, and said, the earthquakes must be over. The birds are returning back. Now, India, they don't have these fine woven fences like we have. They pick up rocks and make their fences and build their houses, most of them. And for a day or two, all the little birds that lived in these rocks flew away and went out. And they wouldn't come back to those rocks, back to their nest. And then what happened? All the cattle that used to come in the evening when the sun would be hot and they'd stand in the shadow of these walls to keep cool. And the sheep, they wouldn't do it. They got right out in the middle of the field and stood one against another. That God had given them an instinct to know that this earthquake was coming. And people were, Brother Branham spoke of this situation through many different messages, but he was talking about how the people began to see this happen before the earthquake ever came. The animals all got in the middle of the field. The birds left and everything. They just couldn't understand what was going on. There wasn't understanding this was taking place. And then all of a sudden, this earthquake happened. He said they got right in the middle of it and they thought, that's strange, what's happened to them? And then all at once an earthquake swept the country and all the walls fell down. And then it was down for 2 or 3 days, the earthquakes. And then all at once, what was left standing up, the little birds began to come in again and come back. And they said, the earthquake must be over. Don't you see, friends? The same God in the days of Noah who could take the birds and the animals and put them in the ark for safety away from destruction, that same God can still warn the bird. And the bird only has instinct to go by. And if that bird by instinct, God warning him to get away from big falling walls, surely, then the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we can get away from these big old walls that's become traditions that's built around us and get out here. If we have to stand one against another and keep in the shadow of the Bible. And how it's truly this great warning that's going forth. How it should cause us to be cautious, to be careful of what we hear. And what we listen to and what we are approached with and how it should cause us to weigh what we're entertaining in our lives. More and more, there's so much around us every day, all day, that's just constantly hounding and coming in, and we're so faced with so much stuff anymore. But oh, may we truly let our focus truly become focused in on God's precious word. As Brother Branham put it here in this message, what shall I do with this Jesus called Christ? This was paragraph 67. This was preached January 26, 1964. The Holy Spirit is a compass, and the North Star is His Word. And the compass will only point to the North Star, and the Holy Ghost will only point you to that Word. Not some ecumenical move, not some denomination, but to the Word of God. You remember, all the other stars shift with the world, but the North Star stays exactly because it's in the center. And every other man's words will fail, but God's word can't fail. It's the North Star, centered. It won't shift with the world. No matter where the world is, it remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. and he is the Word. Brother and sister, I plead with you in Jesus' name to consider this. You've believed me and what I've said in these years, and if God has proved what I've said has been the truth, not me, it's been his Word that's done it, then I plead with you in Jesus' name to check on this. Don't be blind to these things that's right upon you. Remember the Bible said in Matthew 24:24, that all whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the earth would take this mark, and only the elected who is ordained to see it will see it. The rest of them will miss it a million miles. And we see this big move set up now, Satan's big machinery set in order. The only thing is need. It's got the mechanics. It's only waiting for dynamics to put it in force. The moves that moves all the congregation, a big council and thing, the big machine is sitting there, and they're waiting for the hour when the lid goes down, and then they can make it and force it and make it law. Look at the broadcast and things we hear today on the radio and on the over the radio and on the newspapers. Why, it's right on you now. We haven't time to do nothing else but receive Jesus Christ. He has been thoroughly identified. Listen, we say that about Satan's big machine up there, ready to move, that's right, to crush down. But remember, God's little flock that believes the Word, its mechanics, is ready too. It's ready for the dynamics to set it afire with the Holy Ghost. Fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good will to give you the kingdom. The Holy Ghost will strike a little church that's come out from the world. Women that wears long hair, Nazarite, to prove they've separated themselves. A Nazarite is one who, what? One that separates themselves for the Word of God, not short-wearing, paint-faced Jezebels calling themselves Christians. No, sir. Men so wishy-washy they'll stand for a denomination and hold on to their coattails of some Caesar or Herod instead of standing with the Word of God. But God has got loyal people, a genuine flock of God, who don't care what the world says. They believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is not popular. It makes you unpopular, but it's the truth. And it's God's command for it to be done, and God will do it. God bless you. He says, I don't mean to scold you, but to warn you. It's better to be scorched than burned at any time. So take warning. The Holy Spirit speaks in this last days. And as we see the time we're living, how this ought to be stirring in our hearts. It doesn't cause me to fear. It doesn't cause me to dread when I see what's happening out here. But it causes a soberness, but yet a great joy and a great an excitement to see what God is doing and to see where we're standing and to realize that just any day now, his face I could see. And how that ought to truly strike our hearts greater and more so. And how we should make sure that we're not letting any of this world entangle us. And as Paul put it, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, I think so. Now let's go to Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter, the second chapter. If you want to turn with me, you can. But how we should not be entangled in this world and the things that it has all around us. But let's just, I was going to pick up and read here, starting in 1 Peter the second chapter, and let's just start here about the first verse and just catch what Peter's saying here. We'll just read this chapter. I just thought it was really good the way he's putting this in here. He says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen. And I pray each one of us can truly say, I've tasted that the Lord is gracious. And so then maybe that should cause us to have that desire, that sincere desire for the milk of the Word. To whom is casting a living stone disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious? Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it's contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, and unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not that people, But now are the people of God which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. And having your conversations honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men and love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with fear, not only the good and the gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief and suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it when ye be buffeted for your faults, if ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, then this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to the judgeth righteously, to him that judgeth righteously, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. And what a great consolation it ought to be to us to see the time in which we're living. And maybe we will suffer some persecution for doing righteously. Maybe some that you've walked with may turn their back on you because you hold to the truth. And many already have, and it may be more before the time for the end. But to be able to hold that standard, that what God has revealed to you, you must live by. You must hold true to God's word, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that every word he's spoken here is the truth. And what a joy it ought to bring us to be able at this time to have that renewed in our hearts. Lord, let me stand strong. Make me bold, Lord, in the precious word that you've left for me in this hour. Renew my spirit, Lord, and let me be one that's not walking around downtrodden and all caught up in the cares of this life and, oh, it's just falling apart, but no, one that's looking up and saying, Lord, I see that time is fast approaching. I want to be ready. I'm making sure, checking my garments, making sure they're spotless, making sure they're ready, that nothing would entangle me or to keep me earthbound when that great trumpet sounds. But, oh, may it truly catch our attention. Hey, man, let me see here. A couple more scriptures wrote down. Amen. I'm going to turn over to 2 Corinthians here in the 6th chapter. And just read here, starting at about the... Paul was speaking here. I'll begin about... we'll just start at the 11th verse. He was correcting some things here in the Corinthians church. But I want to get what he was saying down at the end. But he says, O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, and our heart is enlarged. This is 2 Corinthians 6:11. And ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. And now for recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And oh, as we see these things, how we should make sure that we are not clinging to anything in this world. Make sure you're not letting something grab a hold of you and suck you in and pull us under with the great cares and the many things that's out here that's to be offered. And you know, saints, we see Satan's great deception in all that he's provided and throughout the land. And it used to just be television. When Brother Branham would preach, it was just television. But now we see how much greater it's become with computers and cell phones and how TV is now in the palm of your hand wherever you want to go. And all of these things are laying there as a temptation, a Satan's device, a snare trying to vex your soul. But may we truly be aware, our adversary the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. May we be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But may we truly watch every moment to make sure that we're giving our undivided attention to God and his precious word and the work for which we've been sent to do and fulfill in this last hours, knowing that it's almost finished. And what a joy that ought to place in your heart to see that by God's grace, he's still holding you by the palm of his hand. And he said no man would pluck you from him. And he would watch over you and he would be with you, never leave you nor forsake you. What a consolation that ought to place in our hearts as we see what's happening. Let it fall apart. Let it go where it will. We see what's happening, but God has got a people that he's fortifying with his word. That's what was happening this morning. That's what was happening Thursday evening. That's what's been happening. God's precious word fortifying a people to prepare them to be able to stand in these last few moments of time. Oh, may we truly give him our all, saints. There may come a time where we can't gather here to have our fellowship one with another. We may not be able to get together where we can have a full service like this. But as long as we've got the time, may we make sure we gather in and give God all the attention we can as he continues to bring that word to fortify us and to prepare us for these last few moments of time. And oh, may we truly have an excitement burning in our hearts. Lord, let me be one of them that is a testimony, just as all these others have been testimonies in their time and their place. It's our turn to stand as his witness in these last few moments of time. And oh, may people be able to see his marvelous light shining forth from each and every one of us as we let God take a hold of our life with his full preeminence and get the leadership in our lives that will be beneficial as it shines out to others that maybe someone else will want to drink before it's too late of that precious spirit that you have. Oh, God is so precious to us, saints. You know, I just pray that we're encouraged. We should stay in tune with God's word and just continue to read and study God's precious word. As Brother Smith was here, I don't know. I know he had asked us to read Matthew 17:1-13. And just pray that each one of us will take the time to make sure we do that and meditate on it. And just ask the Lord to open up our hearts. Maybe there's something there that somewhere down the line God will minister on. Just lay it upon our pastor's heart or someone's heart. And a little picture, a little nugget for someone that'll mean more to them. God's word is inspired, saints, and it never grows old. And it just keeps growing every day. When you begin to read it and you begin to see more and you listen to it, it's just, as you hear the word, it just keeps rolling and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and how great he is. And I'm so glad that I know him. Amen. And that he knows me. You sisters can come to the instruments. Just a little short word of exhortation. Nothing to just to renew our minds, to be sure. Don't be entangled in this world and its cosmos. And don't get so looking around to this great American dream that we lose sight of what God's called us to be. But oh, may we truly surrender ourselves to him and his precious word to be prisoners. And this, that all that his glory would shine forth. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Let's sing that little chorus, "To Me He Is So Wonderful." Amen. You may have to help me, Brother Kevin.
He is so wonderful to me. He is so wonderful to me. He is so wonderful to know that because he first loved me.
Amen. Oh, he's so precious to us. Amen. Thank the Lord for his precious word and the opportunity to be able to have been here today. Just praying that God will continue to strengthen us and to keep leading us. And may we stay hungry for what he's got for us, saints. Every day, asking, Lord, what's next? Amen. As we just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, your precious word is so real and so alive. And Lord, you didn't leave any dark corners. You've sent a prophet in this age, Lord, that's brought the word in such a way that, Lord, to pull those places of darkness aside. And Lord, you've sent a fivefold ministry in this age, Lord, that's been able to break that word down, Lord, and take what that prophet said and to bring it back to a people's hearts. Lord, that we would be ready and stand, Lord, as a people that's looking and loving and longing your appearing. And Lord, may these things just continue to abound in our hearts. Lord, it's not a time to be despondent. It's not a time to be discouraged. But Lord, it's a great time to worship you and to praise you. And Lord, to keep ever watchful for what the next move you would make or want us out of our lives. Lord, that we would be ready. And Lord, we just humbly ask that you would bless each one that's been here today. Strengthen them, Lord, and encourage them. Bless those that have to travel, Lord, to keep them safe. And Lord, any that is sick or afflicted, we just ask, Lord, that you would touch him. And Lord, we just ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen and encourage him. And Lord, just keep giving him the word that we have need of here. He's our shepherd, Lord, just to continue to feed this little flock. And Lord, we just humbly ask that you would have your way in everything that we say and do. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name we ask of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus before we go. We'll walk in the light. Amen.
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Sing it again. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. May we walk in the light. Amen. May the Lord